I had the pleasure of meeting Abby Ferry, I guess a year ago now, and she is about to enter her sophomore year at Penn State, and she is developing a great style playing guitar and also singing, and she's been involved with the Heinz internship program that we've been involved with too, which we're going to talk about a little bit in our next hour, but we're going to get a chance to hear a few songs. This is Abby Ferry.
It's 4 o'clock and I'm leaving work. The phone lights up as I'm out the door. It's you, it's you. Looking for a friend again. Well, the sun is hot and I can't resist. And the one in the past broke my heart to pieces. So I think to myself, what the heck? Well, I know you and you're up to no good, but I don't use my head like I'm told I should. So I run straight home and I throw on my best pair of jeans. All I have to see is your emerald eyes as I breathe in the night chill sky. All I need is the illusion that I love you. Close my eyes and I'm in next week. And you haven't called, but I don't wanna speak. You're not the guy who occupies my mind, but you're good enough to get me through. And I think you feel the same way too. Who says it has to mean more? But society wants stupid things like concrete titles and diamond rings. Why can't they understand how easy it is where we are? All I have to see is your emerald eyes as I breathe in the night chill sky. All I need is the illusion that I love you. And maybe there will come a day when the tides turn and I feel that way, and that would be okay. But now all I have to see is your emerald eyes as I breathe in the night July sky. All I need is the illusion that I love you, but I don't love you. Don't wanna love you, don't need to love you.
That's Abby Ferry live at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me a little bit about that song, Abby.
Well, I think, you know, there come times in our lives when there are people who are very special to us that we enjoy spending time with. And I think there's so much pressure to define your relationships with people. I mean, are you friends? Are you dating? Are you enemies? And sometimes I think it's just nice to let the titles go and enjoy your time with that person. And this summer kind of inspired me to write that song. It's actually one of my most recent. It was written a few weeks ago about somebody that I've kind of experienced that with. And I
somebody with emerald eyes.
Somebody with emerald eyes.
But no concrete title.
No concrete title. And I think it's better that way because you know, it takes the pressure away of impressing the other person. And I think when you do that, whether it's in a friendship or a relationship, it's just much more pure and you get more from the person in the long run. So,
yeah, it's interesting. I've watched how relationships change when people announce they're leaving a job or when people know that they're going to graduate, for example, and all of a sudden they relax and seem to enjoy each other's company or enjoy what they're doing. And it's just a really subtle change in situation, but a dramatic change in behavior that occurs. When did you start writing songs?
Oh, man. I think I started writing songs about 4 years ago, and it's kind of more of a hobby, just that I do for myself, you know, like come home from school and I'm stressed out and I'll sit down with my guitar and kind of play it out. And it's not so much like something that I take publicly very often, but it's fun for me. I think everyone should try it at one point or another.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I know, I don't know how hard we had to twist your arm to do this, but I'm really glad you did. Abby's from Franklin Regional High School. She was an intern with the Hinds Endowments last summer and then came back this summer to be a senior intern, which more or less is a supervisory position as she helps this year's crop of interns find their way. And she's now heading back to her sophomore year. What are you studying at Penn State?
I am studying biobehavioral health and human development and family studies. So it's kind of a mouthful, but essentially it's clinical, medical. So.
And do you have plans beyond that?
I'm hoping for med school. But I still have some time to figure that out. So hopefully I can get myself, you know, on the perfect track to get there. And if not, I'm sure there's something else that I can do with that.
Just sort of happens one step at a time,
yeah,
I
absolutely.
Think. Well, let's take a listen to another song. And there's Autumn coming in to hear you play, which is nice.
Hi, Autumn.
Autumn Vogel. Come on in, Autumn. It's fine. Autumn was another intern, and she's going to be talking about how we made our documentary series coming up in our next hour. I'm glad you're here early enough to hear Abby. What do you want to do next? What's the name of the next song?
This song is called Heart Don't Say a Word. And I wrote this, I think, in spring semester. It's kind of my ode to life, you know, life and relationships. And I think this is the song that really hits home for me. This is one of my favorites. So
once again, here's Abby Ferry.
Met up with a friend of ours the other day. Until then, I had looked away from everything I had tonight was right in front of me. He told me that he saw it too. He wished that it was me and you. And though I couldn't say it, inside I agreed. 'Cause you and I were something in a sea of endless nothing. But I can't believe in you anymore. Your eyes are darker than the depths of my heart. I should have known you would hurt me from the start. With lies that seep right through the ends of your veins, it's such a shame you're still lying with her when your heart don't say a word. My mind's been running around every day, waiting for my heart to say, it's time to open up your arms to the one that you can't shake. I'm aware of what you've done to me. I hate your face in front of me, but you could open up your arms, and I wouldn't waste a second, 'cause the love we share is there, and it's way beyond compare. But the truth remains the same. Your eyes are darker than the depths of my heart. I should have known you would hurt me from the start. With lies that seep right through the ends of your veins, it's such a shame you're still lying with her when your heart don't say a word. 'Cause I know better than to think you'll change your ways to be with me someday. And still my heart proceeds to break, because I know that our love won't go away. But your eyes are darker than the depths of my heart. I always knew that you'd hurt me from the start. You pull me right in through the ends of your veins. It's such a shame. Your stupid games, I won't take the blame. 'Cause our hearts remain the same.
That's Abby Ferry. You can clap, Autumn. That's good. Autumn. Autumn stuck in here a little early. And Wayne is here too, and there's Sam.
Oh, Wayne's here.
Hi, too.
Sam.
Wayne popped in just behind you, having fought a little downtown traffic.
Yes.
I think Batman is doing its thing at Heinz Field today, I think.
They're having wheelchair Olympics, I think, too.
Oh, yes.
They're having a big event
Stanwix. That is going on the north side. I know Carnegie Science Center is involved with that. And let's see, The Dark Knight is at Heinz Field today. I don't have the hours. 10,000 extras have to fill the stands today. And then it doesn't give the start time, but I'll bet folks are already underway getting things ready.
I think it was 7 to 7.
It was set. Let me get your mic on. When do you think it is, Autumn?
I think it was 7 to 7.
Okay.
This morning.
So it's already underway. I did that for Dawn of the Dead when I was 17. And I got a dollar and all the cold cuts I could eat. And all I had to do was sign a release saying they could forever feature me in that film. And people have heard me tell the story lots of times, but I got to eat an arm. It was a lot of fun to be a zombie. They got to eat somebody else's arm. so I highly recommend it. It was fun. And the chipped ham was good. It's 10 minutes before 9. Abby, how did you learn how to play?
I actually taught myself, which explains some of my mishaps. But there's this website. I want to credit this website. It's called justinguitar.com.
You mentioned that, yeah.
And it is... It's incredible. It's an online forum like YouTube videos, and he teaches you all the basics. So, you know, I had a big stack of books and, you know, sore fingers and got online every day and just kind of tried to learn what I could.
I had forgotten you had mentioned that website to me during media week, and I'm glad it ended up helping you so much.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
It's just justinguitar.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's time for at least one more song. Do you want to do one or two? What do you think?
I'll do this last one, I guess.
Okay.
But
I'm really glad that you took time to be here today. And before we go too much further along, I did want to ask, there are lots of people getting ready to go to their first year of college, you know, coming this fall. Now, you just did that. You're going back for number two.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for anybody who's starting?
Very cliche, but be true to yourself. You'll find people who love you for that. And just don't be afraid to find the weird in life, find the quirky in life, you know. And stay close to the people who care about you truly. And but don't be afraid to be quirky and find new people. You know, being yourself is the best version of you that you can be. So very cliche, quirky, you know, piece of advice, but definitely the best I think I could give. So
I think it's great advice. I won't say goodbye because you're going to be with us after 9 o'clock too. But what's the name of the song you're going to close up with?
This song is called Watch You Drown, which it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a bitter song. But I truly believe in live and learn, and I mean, someone who is the premises of a lot of my songs, he's on the other side of the country right now, but he's heard most of them and he understands them, and I think I've learned a lot from him, you know, and learned a lot, used those things that I've learned from him and applied them to other people. So, you know, whether things end good or bad, I think the most important thing is to take a lesson from them. But, you know, when you write a song, you're writing good or bad. And I also don't think that I want to change, you know, what I felt at that moment or what I wrote at that moment. And I think that's important. It's, you know, it's almost like a diary. You don't go back and erase. So.
Very good. Well, once again, Abby Ferry.
Few months under our belt, I was careful to hide the way I felt, and for so long I tried to believe that I was to you what you were to me, but I was wrong, and you paraded along with 1,000 girls you had under your spell. If
could go back, I wouldn't change the way I felt. But now your secret's mine to tell. You're so sure of the game you play, keeping tally of hearts you break. You're gonna end up alone someday. With that I'll say, I dare you to try and play me again. And you can call me your enemy, I'm sure not your friend. And I'm gonna tear you down with every note and sound to my rhymes. You'll be bound, can't wait to watch you drown. Don't fool anyone with your stupid lies, and your made up excuses aren't alibis for the way that you carelessly hurt every girl who cares about you. I hope they all hear my plea to stay clear. You're not worthy of anyone's innocent heart. I've been waiting so long to write you this song with all the pain I felt, and now I'm gonna give you hell. You're so sure of the game you play, keeping tally of hearts you break. You're gonna end up alone someday. With that I'll say, I dare you to try and play me again. And you can call me your enemy, I'm sure not your friend. And I'm gonna tear you down with every note and sound to my rhymes. You'll be bound, can't wait to watch you drown, drown. You're sinking down and there's no one here to steer you clear, my dear. And now your secret's mine to tell. You're so sure of the games you play, keeping tally of hearts you break. You're gonna end up alone someday. Listen when I say, I dare you to try and play me again. And you can call me your enemy, I'm sure not your friend. And I'm gonna tear you down with every note and sound to my rhymes. You'll be bound, can't wait to watch you drown.
Abby Ferry. Thanks, Abby.